For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Valentine's Day, next Tuesday, is a time to think about love and all of its mysteries. Some of them take longer to unearth than others. To help with that, there's this guy.
I'm Bob Barnett. I'm the assistant director at Elmwood Cemetery.
This Saturday, Barnett leads one of his most popular walking tours. He calls it Love on the Rocks.
It's a very interesting tour that tells scandalous stories of some of the people that are buried in the cemetery, of tales of love gone wrong.
For example, poor Maddie Stevenson.
Maddie was a young woman who was left at the altar.
But Maddie wasn't going to let one setback stop her.
And she came to Memphis to help with the yellow fever epidemics in 1873.
And that brings us to a tombstone.
Unfortunately, she only lived for a few weeks after arriving.
Now, some would say that a cemetery tour of broken hearts is an awfully morbid way to say, I love you, before a nice Valentine's Day dinner. But not everyone has one of those traditionally perfect relationships. Take Alice Jessie Mitchell. In 1891, she fell in love with another woman named Frieda Ward.
Alice had actually given Frieda a ring, and they had written many letters back and forth to one another.
Love letters that were discovered. The couple was forced to separate.
And then one day in January of 1892, Alice was following Frieda. She'd become very jealous, and she murdered Frieda on a city street in broad daylight.
The trial was a national sensation. And what became of Alice Mitchell?
Spent the rest of her life at the mental hospital at Bolivar, Tennessee.
Surely none of the deceased at Elmwood thought that they'd one day become part of a tour. It's just that they made headlines.
Many of the stories that we know because they were in the newspaper or there were court records or other things that we were able to research and find out more about the people.
But Barnett says that these monuments do hide a few powerful messages from the beyond, like the grave of Emily Sutton.
Emily was a madam, and in the 1873 yellow fever epidemic, she let her girls go and turned her house into a hospital and began to nurse the sick.
Then she became a victim. Her first grave at Elmwood wasn't here. This place was for high society folk.
2 years after she died, she was moved to the place where she is now.
Who moved her? That's still a mystery, but it did make a statement.
We know that the message got through because it caused a scandal in the city when it was put up.
The cemetery management of the day was forced to put three plaques around her grave, emblazoned with her alias, the name she used in the brothel.
Fanny Walker, Fanny Walker, Fanny Walker.
This would let people know.
It's a play on words and a common name for a prostitute.
It's hard to tell if Emily Sutton's grave was moved to this prominent place out of sympathy or revenge. Bob Barnett thinks it might be a little of both. And maybe there's even the slightest hint of a Valentine.
The end of her will says that she leaves all of her possessions to a man named Ed Worsham. He was single. He was the son of a prominent Memphis family. And he himself died just a year after that stone was placed. He's not buried right next to her, but he is buried nearby. I think that there's good reason to believe that he may have moved her.
Could this be a secret Victorian romance? At Elmwood Cemetery, the white stones do not blush, but they do sometimes make little confessions to the heart. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.